Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're still thinking about places to go this summer, including a city break, you should consider Vilnius. The old town there is one of the best preserved in Europe and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Lithuanian capital also consistently appears in lists as the cheapest in Europe. So is that true? Carla man Brendan Harding has lived there for the best part of a decade. Afternoon, Brendan.
Afternoon, Sean. Afternoon, I hope you can hear me okay.
Oh, you're loud and clear. That's grand. The good phone signal in Vilnius as well. So that's another
very
plus. you were a travel journalist before, so you've kind of been around a bit. So what was it about Vilnius when you finally decided to settle? What was it about it that called to you?
Yeah, that's true. I was a freelance travel journalist for about 13 years, and I did get to see a lot of the world. But back about 13 years, 10, 11 years ago, I think it was, I was sent here to Vilnius to write a story for the Lithuanian government. And I liked it. Simple to say, I liked it. I came back again a month later, and then I came back three more times. And then I decided to give it a try. I said, I'll try it for a month. And that was 10 years ago. I'm still here.
Vilnius is what size?
Vilnius is a city of about slightly less than 500,000 people. It's a very compact city. The old town itself houses only about, I'd say, about 70,000 people, maybe a little more than that, but the rest is the sprawling suburbs outside of that. It's quite a small, compact city, as I say.
Yeah, okay. And so, but it, because it's compact then, is it easy to get like out of the city? And there are kind of forests surrounding it, I understand.
Well, the public transport system here is really very good. For example, in the city itself, you can get around the city, a bus ticket, they love this in Dublin now, a bus ticket costs you 65 cents. It can get you right around the city. But if you want to get outside the city as well, there's an extensive bus and rail network. And the rail network has just been upgraded now as well to cover destinations like Riga and Tallinn as well in Estonia and Latvia. So getting around the country is quite easy. But I would suggest for anybody coming here, thinking of coming here, hiring a car is a great way to see a beautiful countryside, small villages, no big mountains or anything like that. It's just a beautiful rolling landscape, green rolling landscape with loads of lakes and forests.
Sounds lovely. And the centre of Vilnius, then, is that essentially the old town?
Yes. The centre of Vilnius is a red-tiled roofs everywhere, which you can see from the top of the viewing tower and Gediminas Tower. And it's really spectacular. It dates back to the Middle Ages with lots of little winding alleyways, tiny little cobblestone alleyways nestled with little cafes, art galleries, trinket shops, little curios, wonderful little places to stop off. You could actually spend a whole day just wandering around and strolling through these places and stopping off for a nice beer or something, for a nice coffee or whatever you want to do.
And during the summertime, Brendan, is life very outdoors?
Actually, yes. Since COVID, they tried to get people outdoors more. So they gave a free license to everybody who owned an establishment if they had space that they could move outside. And they've never rescinded that license. So now, once the sun shines in May, everything is outdoors. Cafes, restaurants, entertainment on the streets. It's bustling with life all the time.
Mm-hmm. And what would the temperature be like?
Well, as we speak now, it's 25 degrees, but there's a big thunderstorm rolling in, so I hope that doesn't affect my connection on the phone.
Right, but 25 degrees is actually nice.
You can be pretty sure of one thing, that throughout the summer, from May till end of August at least, you'll have temperatures over 20 degrees and lots of sunshine, even up as high as 30 degrees sometimes.
Okay, right.
There's a huge event coming up now, Sean. Your listeners might be interested in this. On the 29th of June, from June 29th to July the 6th, there's the 100th anniversary of the Lithuanian Song Festival. And they have actually a song park here with a stage. And there will be 37,000 performers on that stage singing.
Good God.
Yeah, and that's just the local ones. There's 2,000 international choirs coming as well. It's quite impressive thing to see. Everybody dressed in traditional Lithuanian costumes. If that's not your thing, there's lots of festivals covering all genres, from heavy metal to folk to jazz to reggae. And then as well, also as a bonus for anyone who wants to come out for a special reason, Fontaines DC, one of the great bands from Ireland, I'm sure you'll agree, are here on June the 16th. And they're playing in the really, really, really unusual location of a prison converted into an entertainment centre.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an outdoor prison yard. They've set up stages. Last year they had festivals, and the year before they had festivals like with some of the best acts in Europe playing there.
And so at night when people are out, is it generally regarded, does it feel safe?
It's probably one of the safest places I've ever been in my life. My friends, girlfriends, they, at the end of the evening, say, oh, come on, I'll walk you home. And they say, not at all, I'll walk home myself. Nobody's afraid to walk home at night time in the city here. It's really safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's lots of nightclubs. Actually, sometimes when I'm going to work in the morning, I see people coming home at 7, 8, 9 in the morning.
Doing the walk of shame.
The walk of shame, exactly.
And so, yeah, I suppose the travel journalists always cite it as the cheapest city in Europe now. Would that be true?
I saw that in Condé Nast Traveller that they have listed Lithuania as the cheapest city in Europe. Now, I'm not sure I can agree with that. There is great value to be had here in everything from food to accommodation. But I wouldn't say it's the cheapest. It was when I came here first, definitely. When I came here 10 years ago, it was cheap. And after COVID, it seems that prices have gone up a bit. But still, I mean, it's very, very reasonable. You can stay, for example, you can stay in a hotel here for 60 euros a night in a good hotel, a four-star hotel, or you can stay in a five-star hotel like the Passai or the Kempinski. I'm sorry, it's rebranded now to the Grand Hotel for, anything 250 euros a night. So you really have a choice, and there's hostels. And the old town is really, at weekends, it's really busting at nighttime. You know, there's something for everybody. From, you know, you want to go to a concert, jazz concert, you got it. You want to go out and just have a listen to some opera, you got that too. You got everything, every sort of entertainment. And the bars are busy all the time with friendly people. And it's not all about the drinking either. You know, it's people go out to have fun, but not overdo it.
Yeah. And what are Lithuanians like in terms of, like, when you went to move there? Is it easy to make friends there, or what was that like for you?
I'd be very honest. There's no point in my friends knowing this. It's not so easy to make friends here. But when you do make friends, you have them forever here. I know that sounds like a bit of a cliche, but it is true. You know, if you go into a bar in Ireland, people will start talking to you. It's not always the same here. You kind of have to do a little bit of legwork to get people to talk to you. And so, but it's worth it in the end. It's really worth it. People go out of their way to show you their favorite spots or to give you information about what you should see and do. So, yeah, the people are really industrious. I will give them that much. There are more startups, more huge startups here than anywhere else in Europe at the moment, you know, with lots of billionaire company, unicorn companies here as well.
Okay, it's all going on there. So now, so far, public transport, dirt cheap. Staying in a hotel, certainly cheaper than here. Eating out, Brendan, that would generally be cheaper then. And I'm comparing this to Dublin now.
Yeah, well, I haven't been in Dublin in so long, I forget. I'm being a Carlow man, I try to keep it local when I'm at home, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw a report in The Independent the other day that they said you can get a meal for two with a bottle of wine for, I think it was 78 euros. I haven't come across that, but I'm sure it's possible in some places. Generally, for two people having a meal together here in a medium class restaurant, you can probably have a good meal with maybe a glass of wine each for about 45, 50 euros.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to go upmarket a bit more than that, you can have a set menu or a degustation menu for about 110 euros for two people, which is really, really good value.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that. You certainly wouldn't get that here when it's, you know, a posh restaurant. How much is a cup of coffee there? That's often a
good.
Cup of
coffee, about 2 euros.
Ah, stop. Now, you have noticed prices going up, though, in like alcohol and food and some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I do feel really sorry for pensioners here, whose pension is minuscule, 450 euros a month, you know, and food prices have just gone through the roof in the last 2 years. But everything else, yes, is creeping up slowly. I mean, the price of a pint, for example, is about 5 euros on average here now. You know, that's comparable to outside of Dublin, of course, back in Ireland.
BB, hard for us finding a pint for a fiver here as well, no matter any
person. It's been a long time since I've been home.
But it has been a while then, obviously, Brendan. I'd say, geez, you'd be out the door if you were selling pints for a fiver here. And tell us about the part that of Vilnius you live in. It's kind of full of artists and it's kind of very hip.
It's a really cool place. It's called the Republic of Ujupis. And it was founded back 30 years ago by a couple of artists and hippies and let's call them free thinkers. And they decided to turn this area into an artistic center, an artistic hub. It was a rundown area of the city that nobody would live in. It was quite dangerous. So the artists moved in free of charge, free of rent, so on. And they turned it into a bustling hub. And it has a sign coming over the bridge into this part of the city that says, "Welcome to the Republic of Ujupis." You know, it looks really official and it's full of tourists to hold it. But it's a wonderful place with a wonderful, really, really wonderful atmosphere. I live in the heart of this, and I wouldn't live anywhere else in the city. It's just so friendly. It's like a community. It's like a village community here.
Yeah. One of our listeners wants to know, do many people speak English there?
Everybody under the age of 35 speaks English.
Right.
Everybody. That's above fantastic. That, it's either Lithuanian or Russian or a mixture of English and Lithuanian. It depends what part of the city you're in. But everybody under the age of 35, you'll have no problem in a restaurant or a bar for anyone coming here. Absolutely not. Actually, just a little quirky thing, Sean. Just right beside me going on here today, there's a beer festival going on about 200 meters from my house. And it's €10 to enter that. And you can sample all sorts of Lithuanian beers. Tomorrow, there's a pink soup festival. Lithuania is famous for its pink cold soup called Šaltibarščiai.
Right.
And tomorrow they're celebrating that, and everything is pink. Everything is decked out in pink, pink flags, pink cars. And then I mentioned to you already that we have the song festival at the end of the month as well. So there's always something going on here.
Yeah. Tell us a bit more about Lithuanian food. What would be kind of classics of Lithuanian cuisine?
At the risk of sounding Irish, spuds. Lots and lots of spuds. And cucumbers. Buds and cucumbers. No, Lithuanian cuisine is really based on farm produce, whatever's available. There'll be a lot of pork. Cepelini is the national dish, which is like, it's a dumpling, a potato starch dumpling with meat inside it, or it could be cabbage inside it, mushrooms inside it. But they're considered to be the quintessential Lithuanian food. People are big into salads. You won't see too many... You won't see too many overweight people around here. People love their salads here. They love their fresh greens. But there are like the Michelin restaurant judges have been here recently. So that's the way the country is going. And that's the way the city is going. There are no results yet, but there are some amazing restaurants here as well.
Okay. I think if people are going to visit, they're going to have to do so as quickly as possible before it becomes as expensive as here. When you're home in Carlow, Brendan, and you know you have to go and get a mortgage to buy a pint, do you still get a bit of "Where's Vilnius" from people?
People say people keep saying I must go and visit you in Latvia someday. You know, okay, right. Actually, one of my friends even calls it Lithuania. He's mixed up all of them. He has no idea how to pronounce it where I am. But people do. They kind of wonder.
Yeah.
But it's just the most beautiful, comfortable city to live in or to roam in or to come on a holiday. There's no pressure. There's nothing is relaxed. It's just a wander around the city and it's flat.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't like hills, it's flat.
Brendan, it sounds fantastic. And thanks a million for taking time out to speak with us today. That's Brendan Harding there. He's a writer in the business community in Lithuania. And as you heard there, a former travel journalist. John says, minimum wage here, $1,600 a month. Minimum wage in Vilnius is $850 to $900 a month. Of course, everything is cheaper. A friend married a lady from Kaunas, Lithuania, a few years back. We all went over for the wedding and it was amazing. Beautiful medieval town centre with great restaurants and fantastic local beer. So cheap. And we had a blast. The Lithuanians are lovely people too. Gwen says, my son Dara and his buddies, all early 30s, went yesterday to Lithuania for the weekend. Happy days. Was there before, says another texter, felt very similar to Ukraine. Very similar cultures. Okay, and certainly I've been to Kyiv and the food there is absolutely fantastic. Emma says, we just spent a great week cycling across Lithuania, heading for Latvia and Estonia this September. Great transport. People very helpful and great food. I didn't know anything about it, but totally recommend it. So, there you go. You're welcome, Lithuanian Tourist Board.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.